Hello and welcome to Not So Molly Mormon Podcast.
Hello, welcome back everyone. This is Sarah.
And this is Katie. Sarah, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm pooped. We've been chatting for the last 15 minutes, and as Katie can tell, my focus is all over the place because I'm just majorly burned out right now. So
it's the end of the week, and it's Sarah's Friday night. She's cuddled up in her Snuggie, she told me. And it's 8 p.m. her time, so she's given her prime hours, people.
I am. This is dedication. This is how much I love you all and this podcast. But instead of watching the last episode of Mandalorian, the latest season, guys, and I'm not my pizza yet.
So after this, are you going to eat pizza and watch The Mandalorian?
Yeah, that's my crazy Friday nights. So I was like, do we want to schedule something on a Friday night, or should I record an episode with Katie, order Papa John's, and watch Mandalorian the last episode?
That seems like the winner to me.
Yep, that's what we're doing. So,
are you enjoying the latest season of The Mandalorian?
Oh, I love it. I'm obsessed. We could have a whole episode on this, but no, we couldn't because it's not related to Mormonism. But no, it's really good. It's so well done. Whereas some of the other series, especially like Star Wars series, I'm like, take it or leave it. Or like the movies, but the Mandalorian series is legit. It's so good.
Yeah, Scott's been watching it, and I am not watching it with him, but I do catch little bits of it. And I gotta say, Pedro Pascal, even with the face covered, he's still delicious.
Oh, he is.
I love him.
He is. It's so good. We watched an episode, what was it, two nights ago, and it had Lizzo in it.
Scott actually made me come see that scene with Lizzo and Jack Black because I love both of them. Mm-hmm. He was like, I know you haven't seen this, but you need to see this scene because you love these two. And I watched it and it was great.
It is great. And I love, love, love Lizzo. But her acting, I was like, oh.
Not great. Especially when she's seated next to Jack Black, who's
just brilliant. Incredible. He's so good.
Wouldn't you love to be friends with him in real life?
I would just laugh so hard. I think it's him and... Oh, what's that actor's name that does Between the Two Ferns?
I don't know.
Jack Gallagher? No, is it Jack Gallagher? No, something. Zach
Gallagher? Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, Galifianakis.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my God, that was a turn.
That was a struggle, guys. We got there at the end, but it was a struggle.
People were just shouting it at
They're
us.
I can't even say it.
Zach Galifianakis. Have you seen Baskets?
No, but I heard it's hilarious.
Oh, Baskets is amazing. You need to watch that one.
Yeah. Adding it to the list, everyone at work and everyone in our friend circle keeps talking about Bear or The Bear.
Yep. Heard that one's good.
Yeah. So that's on our, I almost said queue. I'm so British. That's on our queue. That's on our list, that we need to,
watch. I'm so behind on TV shows. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's so ridiculous. Like in the evenings, I want to just unwind, but I always end up working or doing other shit. And then it's like 10 o'clock and I go to bed at 10 o'clock. So
that's your bedtime.
That's my bedtime.
Do you ever stay up past it?
Not on the school night.
Okay.
Smart girl. Yeah, it's like I need my 8 hours, you know? If I wake up at 6, I need like 10. Anyways, guys, I know a lot of you are yelling, get to the fucking point.
All right, let's get into the Mormon shit. So
one last thing though.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone who watches Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, brace yourself because we are going to do an episode, but holy fucking shit, that finale, someone messaged me about it. I've been messaging with one of our listeners and we were talking about it. It blew my fucking mind. It is the best finale out of all Real Housewives. And I've seen all of the franchise. It blew my mind.
So you're saying I need to watch it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, we have gotten a lot of messages about it, and emails, and on Patreon too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to have to cover it, even though I have no idea about it yet. So
get on it. It's so good. Anyway, okay. Get into the episode. I'm so excited. Katie hasn't told me anything. She just said she sent out a message on Instagram and not, like, I couldn't look at it. And I was like, oh, now that you told me I can't look, I just want to look even more.
Yeah, the forbidden fruit. Yeah. I wanted to do something lighthearted this week because our past two episodes were really dark.
What do you mean? Really? They were so easy.
They were
light.
Easy, breezy. Oh, God. They were intense.
Like, you know, bad dreams from those or anxiety from any of those episodes.
Not at all. So I wanted to play Would You Rather Mormon Edition.
My God. If I was drinking this month, because I'm doing dry January, I would turn this into a drinking game as well.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
So I put out a question on Instagram. If you're not following us on Instagram, go follow us. Not Somali Mormon Podcast. But I put out a question and asked people to submit would you rather questions that were related to Mormonism, ex-Mormonism in some way. And
oh my God, that makes sense now, because I saw that my friend Paul like sent a message, because I got a notification like, oh, he sent a message on Not Somali Mormon Podcast. And I was like, he never interacts or engages very often. So it must have something to do with the poll. And now I'm like super excited to.
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to get into it. I took screenshots and we have a bunch here. We'll get through as many as we can within the hour, and let's go. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I am ready.
Would you rather drink 5 Monster Energy drinks or 1 cup of black coffee?
Oh, easy. 1 cup of black coffee.
Me too, obviously. But what would your answer have been if you were still Mormon?
Energy drink.
Isn't that so funny?
Easily, energy drinks, even though my heart would literally explode because I can't do caffeine in huge amounts because of my heart. I would literally die. But yeah, I would have chosen energy drinks.
Yeah, because they're quote unquote not sinful. Yeah, and cup of black coffee is a sin if you're a Mormon, which is wild when you put it in that context.
That's crazy. I used to drink just black coffee when I was doing like the fasting, which I'm currently doing, but I cheat in that I have milk in my coffee. And it was fine, but oh my God, talk about coffee poos before coffee poos on black coffee is game changer. Like I can't do it.
I didn't realize that just black coffee would give a different style of coffee.
Yeah,
poo.
It could just be my fucked up stomach. I mean, that's a huge probability, but I just cannot handle black coffee alone on an empty stomach. Maybe food, but I think it was because fasting and then having black coffee.
And maybe it's a bit more acidic if it's not balanced with some cream. I got you. And you know, even if it was 1 Monster Energy drink versus 1 cup of coffee, I would pick the coffee.
Yeah, still. I hate energy drinks. I've never even as a Mormon or not Mormon when I left the church, I don't like energy drinks. They make me feel really icky.
I went through
one who drinks them, but
Right. I went through a Red Bull phase when I was like kind of leaving the Mormon church. I know so many Mormons who love Red Bull.
Me too.
But now if I have one, my anxiety goes through the roof. I get shaky. I don't feel well.
No.
And I mean, it's for a reason. There's not good shit in those, right?
Yeah. Again, shade to whoever drinks them.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It makes me really jittery.
Yeah, same. Okay. Would you rather wear garments for a year or never be able to drink coffee again?
I mean, any option that came after or, I would have taken. So just throwing that out there.
So, yeah, we'll give up coffee because I don't think I physically could wear garments for a year. I would.
Don't think my hoo-ha could survive garments.
We've talked about the swamp crotch, people. It's real and it's not comfortable.
It's not. My body would shut down. It would be like, absolutely not. You were not wearing these things again. You were not wearing garments that cut your nipple in half. You are not wearing the bottoms that gave you a camel toe all the time and massive swamp crotch.
Did you ever think you'd say the word cut your nipple in half? The words cut your nipple in half. Whoa.
I mean, those cups, they were like built-in cups or shapes of where your boobs should fit. Never, ever fit mine.
And they never, yeah, they don't think about the busty ladies. No. And then your boobs just squashed with the lighting.
Oh, it's so bad. I was looking through my photos the other day because I had to find some for, I'm not going to get into that. So I was looking into it and I found one where I don't know why I took a photo of myself in my garments with my bra over, but
you sent me that photo a while ago and I was like, oh my God, girlfriend.
And it just like brought me back. It made me like, oh shit, I can't believe I used to wear those every day.
Every day.
I hated them so much. Oof. Oof.
Okay. This one is crazy. Would you rather go back to church or vote for Trump?
Okay. You know what? I'm going to get around this loophole though, because that's what I do. I wordsmith.
Okay.
I would go back to church because it doesn't mean explicitly forever. I would go back to a church for a little bit, but it doesn't mean I have to be permanently in the church participating or active or anything like that. But I could go back to church for a service.
Yes, I like your loophole, because if this meant go back to church permanently, like attend every week or get rebaptized or whatever, that'd be rough. But even then, I don't know if I could vote for Trump.
I couldn't do it. I think I'd have to go. I would go back to church, even without the loophole. I would go back to church, cause enough ruckus and hell that they would excommunicate me.
There we go. That's the way.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I would do, too.
Also, whoever sent that photo in, you're horrible. That was so good, but so bad. What was it?
What?
I said, whoever sent in that question, you're mean. Oh. But you're good.
Yes, it was a good one.
It was such a good one. You trickster.
Trickster. Okay. Would you rather always have a hymn stuck in your head for the rest of your life on loop, or have to pay tithing for a year?
Oof. Oh, God. That's hard.
That is. I might choose the torture of having the hymn stuck in your head, because honestly, we get hymns stuck in our head anyway. It's not the same one every time, but it does happen to us. I don't want to give any more money to the church.
Refuse, especially now that I have a kiddo. I'm like, I cannot take away money from him to church. No, I'd have to do the hymn. And you're right. We get them stuck in our head all the time anyways. Like, The meme that you posted last week, the whole week I just kept singing in my head, I stand all amazed at the love, all day long. So.
Yeah, but you have to sing it like this. I stand all amazed at the mall Jesus built for me.
I mean, that's so good. I chuckled, I giggled, and then I sang that song all day long. So good.
Yes, they get stuck in there because we sang them so much. But
yeah.
All right. Would you rather get a huge tattoo of Angel Moroni on your chest or a small tattoo of Joseph Smith's face on your butt?
Joseph Smith's face on my ass. I would totally get that one as a joke and be like, your face is on my ass, because that's what you deserve.
Yeah, you can kiss it. And also, the only one who's going to see it would be, for you, it'd be Greg. For me, it'd be Scott. And it's like, it's like, aha, it's funny.
I know. Haha, funny. And I mean, yeah, if there's a Smith on my ass, he'd be close. Oh, it's going to be so crude and inappropriate.
Were you going to say he's going to be close to your butthole?
And I was going to say my coffee poos.
You're like, take that.
Oh, my God. Look, we're going to get another review at the end of, after this episode about me being immature and ridiculous. It'll happen. So
I don't care because it brings me intense joy. So I couldn't give a flying fuck. You know what? It could be cool if you had a, like, kind of a blasphemous Angel Moroni tattoo on your chest. Like, if someone did that, I think that would look cool. But I would be too timid to do that. I don't have any tattoos anyway, so. But see, I can see it. Cool.
But a chest, I can't do chest. I don't want chest.
Yeah, me neither. But they do look cool on lots of people.
Oh yeah, I love them. I just yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Would you rather ride on the boat with Nephi and his family to the Americas, or ride with the Jaredites on the barge with the closable holes?
Oh my God, barge with a closable hole, all the way, all the way, just because it's so funny to say, first of all.
And you can see God's finger fingering the hole and, like, light up the little rocks, like, bink, exactly. Bink, bink.
I just want to see God fingering a hole, so I have to.
Oh, so Sarah Little quote, I just want to see God fingering a hole. Imagine how stinky it would be in there, though. But, you know.
I know. Exactly. It would be horrible.
But the other option is you've got to be with Nephi, who would be a real pain in the ass, a real pain in the puss, if you will. He'd be so annoying and self-righteous. I'd be like, no, I can't handle this.
Now that we're out of the church, I totally get why his brothers were always complaining and moaning.
Me too. And murmuring, right?
Murmuring. I would murmur all day long if my brother was Nephi. Like,
me too.
Wing.
Also, Nephi's a murderer, so.
There's also that. He's a murderer.
So, right to jail. Okay. Oh, my God. This one, Scott sent in. My fiance.
God, and it's amazing. Scott.
Oh, he's a treat. He says, would you rather be one of J-Dog's wives for a week or only be able to eat canned creamed corn for an entire year? Isn't that the best? Okay, some context. My fiance Scott is an amazing cook and he's not a picky eater and he loves like all flavors. The one thing he cannot stand is canned creamed corn. Like it would make him barf just to smell it. So
is it just canned corn?
Yes,
it's creamed corn in general.
It's just canned creamed corn. So like if I'm homemade creamed corn, he would eat it and like be fine. But if it comes out of the can, he is like, that smells like vomit. I can't take it out of this house.
Oh my God, really?
And so when he sent this in, I just started giggling and I was like, well, what's your answer? And he's like, well, obviously I'd be one of J-Dog's wives. Get me a wig and I'll put out. Like, I am not eating canned cream corn, not even once.
That is so good. Now I need to know, because I've never smelled cream corn in a can or eaten cream corn.
I don't even know if I have either, but I've been curious ever since I learned this about him. And he was like, if you do it outside of this house because the smell will linger.
Oh my God, now I need to check. I don't think they sell it here, but if they do, I'm going to buy one.
Maybe we'll have to eat some on Patreon. I'll have to like go in the backyard or something.
Yeah, if I find one here, I'm going to package it and send it and say to Scott, love Sarah.
He'd be like, enjoy. I thought you liked me. I thought we were friends. Friendship annulled. But my answer is, of course, I would eat the cream corn for an entire year rather than be J-Dog's wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I guess if you swapped that out with, like, like, for example, what food do you hate the most, Sarah? Like, what is really gross to you?
Oh, God, I don't know. I guess some type of seafood, but even then it's not to the point where I would be like, I can't eat it. I just don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know
you'd
if
still,
I do have
even
anything.
Yeah, even like a really gross food, you'd still pick to eat that versus be J-Dog's
yes.
wife. Yeah, same.
Oh my God, for sure. I don't want J-Dog's dick anywhere near me. At
oh, ew. Get
yuck.
it away. Oh,
get
smelly.
Away.
Okay.
Smelly.
Would you rather give up coffee or give up wine?
Oh, that's a hard one.
I know. That's what she said.
Or in J-Dog's case, never. What?
Oh, woof.
Oh, I really don't know.
It's hard to replace coffee. Like, I guess in my head, I'm like, okay, if I can't have wine, at least I could still have a cute little cocktail or like a hard seltzer or something. It'd be really hard to give it up. But what do you replace coffee with, really? Like, I guess tea?
I guess. I mean, I think I would say, as much as I love coffee and I have to have coffee every single morning, I could, if I had to, replace it with, yeah, like a cup of English tea with milk or...
Do as your husband does.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would just drink what he drinks, or I'd have like a green tea or something else. Yeah, I guess. Because I love wine too much. It's like one of my...
Yeah.
It's a staple in my house.
I'd be really sad if I, like, everyone was having a glass of wine and I couldn't have any.
And I'm at that age now, too, where I'm still not sophisticated. My palate is still far from being sophisticated.
Well, to be fair, you were 28 before you even tasted any. So,
But I'm finally into that stage now where I can taste, or I can see where wine pairing is amazing. Like,
yeah, isn't that so fun?
Love it. And so I think I'd be really sad if I had to give that up.
I know. You know what? Next weekend, my neighbor is having this party where everyone brings a bottle of wine. And, well, you can bring multiple bottles. But for each bottle you bring, you also bring $5. And then the hostess, she covers the bottles. Like, she covers the labels and just puts a number on them. And then there's just, you can taste all the wines that people brought and you rate them, like, and whoever gets the highest rating gets all the $5 bills that everyone brought. Isn't that fun?
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'll see how that goes. But yeah, that reminded me,
I would
be so sad.
Such a sneaky bitch, and I would try to figure out what flavors people like in wine. I'd like, oh,
I know,
like a very dry, like no hint of
vanilla. I know,
like,
yeah, that's so true. People's palates are different, so are people gonna like a sweet one, a really dry one? Are they gonna like reds or whites? I don't know, but it'll be fun. I'll keep you updated on that after it happens. Okay, would you rather veil your face all the time or stick your hand through a curtain to an unknown man every day?
I think veil my face. I don't want to stick my hand through a curtain every day with a guy.
Right? Because what if it's not a hand that's there on the other side?
Let's be honest. If it's a straight dude in the Mormon church, let's just pretend, so if we're assuming it's like a straight white dude in the Mormon church, it would never be a hand, it would be a willy.
And that would be horrific, and you have to do that every day. Just, you're like, is it gonna be a hand or is it gonna be a willy? Are we gonna get some balls? I don't know. I'm scared. Guess I'd fill my face too.
Baggy balls for their breakfast. Maybe some people do, but I don't.
Saggy ball breakfast.
I gave up my coffee, god damn it. I don't want to have saggy balls for breakfast too.
I'll cover my face. Okay, would you rather cut off Laban's head like Nephi did, or cut off a bunch of dude's arms like Ammon did?
Oh. I mean, I'm gonna sound like a psycho killer by choosing either one, but I think I would do the arms. Does that make me weird?
Why would you do the arms?
I don't know why. It's making me giggle, so I chose the arms.
Well, good, because I chose the head because Laban was drunk and it'd be easier. I'm just a lazy bitch, and I'm like, I don't want to chase these people down and cut off all their arms. That takes forever.
That's true. Again.
But it is more impressive if you can get all those arms.
Right? And then I feel like they can still survive, right? They'll just not have arms, so I won't feel guilty.
Oh, okay, okay. You have that sympathy bone coming through. You can patch up the arm wound. You can't really put the head back on.
Unless they die of sepsis, which is like the most painful death, then maybe I'm not doing anyone any favors. Maybe there's
that. I love that you just went, does that make me weird? Oh, okay. Would you rather have eternal sex for eternal baby making or just be smooth down there for an eternity, aka no genitalia at all?
So like a Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Genitalia?
Yeah, I'd be the Barbie.
Yeah, for sure, because it doesn't say that you can't have orgasms. It's just that you don't have, yeah, it's smooth, but maybe there's a loophole.
I love when you... Is there a poop hole loophole?
No, because it's smooth, Katie, down there.
Oh, yeah. There's no place for your poop to come out.
Exactly. No place for coffee poop to come out.
With your J-Dog tattoo watching. This episode is off the rails. See, people are listening to this for their first one. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's a train wreck. It's there.
You're welcome, everybody. So would you pick being a Barbie too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh God, the thought of having sex to be pregnant.
Just be constantly pregnant and constantly having babies to populate a planet.
Oh God, no.
Okay. Would you rather be caught by your religious parents smoking a joint or taking shots of alcohol?
Alcohol, because I more or less that's what happened to me in high school.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Yeah, I would do alcohol. I think especially because where I'm from, it's easier, I think, to digest or to wrap your head around, like, oh,
right. Alcohol.
But like, weed is of the devil, right?
And weed isn't legal in Georgia, is it?
No.
So I this one's hard for me. I guess I wouldn't necessarily mind either. I've drank wine in front of my parents and they were totally fine with it, so they'd probably be fine. I don't know which one would make me feel weirder. Probably smoking a joint, just because I don't really do that in general, so maybe I would feel weirder about that.
But I think also because it's like the smoking aspect as well, I find even parents who are okay with drinking and stuff like that, they like, especially if it's old school, it's like, oh, but it's smoking, so it's
bad. So maybe you just have an edible and then
yeah
giggle at everything. Okay. Would you rather never be able to swear again or never be able to wear a tank top again?
Again, I'm going to be that really annoying person who doesn't.
Are you going to find the loophole?
I found the loophole. I don't have to wear a tank top, but I could wear spaghetti strap or a tube top. Is that allowed?
Oh, or a halter. Okay. So yeah, you're being nitpicky with the terminology. I like it. Yeah. I guess I do that
because I love swearing. It's really therapeutic. I couldn't do it. I'm now at the stage where I have to like filter myself around Rory because he's starting to like mimic us. And I was like, fuck it out. And he's like, bah, bah, bah.
You're like, uh-oh.
I need to watch what I say now.
That's an interesting side of parenting. Like, I know lots of people do it differently. And I know some people are like, they let their kids swear at home, but then they have to teach them like, don't say that at school and stuff. And that's probably hard for a little kid to grapple with of like when it's okay to say fuck versus not, you know?
Exactly. I'm just like, oh, I just need to filter myself now.
Well, good thing you have the podcast, right?
I know. And then he's going to get old enough to listen to it, or his friends are going to be like, your mom has the podcast. And then he's going to listen and be like, oh, first of all, like, I don't need to know any of that stuff about my mom and her hoo-ha ever in my life. And she swears a lot.
And I know more about my mom's poop than I ever thought I would know.
No, I'm sure that's not the case. He's going to live with me. He's gonna,
true.
Yeah,
true.
Poor kid.
He'll hear all the stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather secretly record a temple ceremony or bear your testimony at church?
I think bear my testimony at church, because I, again, doesn't say what I have to say in my testimony. I would get up there and be like, I bear my testimony that I know this church is absolutely not true. It's a whole bunch of bullshit.
That would be amazing. I would be in the audience recording you, and I'd record when they shut you down and make you leave the podium, and then we would upload that to YouTube, and it'd get millions of views, and it would be amazing.
Exactly. So I would do that one, because the thought of doing the temple at all gives me such mad anxiety. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even if to record. I couldn't, like, no. Plus, it's just creepy as fuck. Like, wonder what happens in the temple if they find out that you're recording. I just think
if they discover that you have a camera on you.
Yeah, like, I think that's so scary.
I know. They freak me out for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather bitch slap Joseph Smith or Russell M. Nelson?
I think Joseph Smith, because he started it all.
Me too. That's what I would pick as well. And because, I don't know, he was younger and he was abusing these young women and coercing them into these relationships and stuff. Where Russell M. Nelson, he's not great, but he's an old man. Like, what? He's so old. Old Mr. Burns, yeah.
Old Mr. Burns.
Would you rather be a secret plural wife of Joseph Smith or an openly plural wife of Brigham Young? I hate both.
I hate them. Yeah, I hate both. I think I hate Joseph Smith less than Brigham Young, though. So I think I would do Joseph Smith.
I mean,
they're both absolutely
horrible. Yeah, and Brigham Young is
like,
just...
Brigham Young's just so openly racist about it. I just...
And he's extremely brutal and, like...
Yeah.
Preached blood atonement and stuff, but also it might be easier, well, who knows, to be an openly plural wife versus a secret one. I don't know. Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. I'm passing on that question because I hate it.
I know. Can we get a pass? Because that one's horrible.
Okay. Would you rather wear the secret garments for a night out on the town or sit through a sermon hungover as fuck?
Sermon. We've already done the garments. I don't, my body will reject them. I can't.
Yeah. I'll sit through a church service hungover. It will suck, but I'm not going to wear the garments for anything.
No, so. Absolutely not. Not happening.
Would you rather convert back to Mormonism or spend an entire day with your worst fear?
If it's just the day, I would. What do you mean? I don't get the question. I guess, like, spend the whole day with your
worst
fear?
Like, with something that, like, scares you and you have to spend. I don't know of anything that scares me more so bad that I would convert back to Mormonism. Unless, I guess, it's, like, getting murdered, but.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it's, like, worst fear, as in it's the anxiety in your head thinking about your worst fear, like an intrusive thought, but not actually your worst fear, then I guess I would choose that one, although that would be really shit. And I think my heart would explode from being in, like, anxious mode all day.
For 24 hours, I know. Yeah. But still better than going back to Mormonism, I would say.
Yeah, because then I would be in the same situation with anxiety anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. would you rather read all of Alma in an entire sitting or give up booze entirely?
Alma.
I'll read the Book of Alma and I'll drink booze while doing it.
Exactly. That's what I would do easily. Yeah.
Would you rather experience your first sexual encounter all over again or go through endowments in the temple all over again?
What? What's the bad? I don't get it.
So would you rather experience your first sexual encounter again or would you rather go through your endowments again?
But that's what I don't get. What's the bad in the sexual encounter?
I guess if your first sexual encounter was bad, then you wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, I would be like your first time having sex or whatever is usually not the best story.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but I see.
You wouldn't want to go through the endowments in the temple again.
Oh, my God, never again.
And I haven't done it, so I'm
assuming. I think I would pick the sexual encounter.
Yeah.
Of course, it, you know, yeah. We're in different phases of our lives at this point, but I think, obviously, I would
prefer. Yeah, like you were saying, it's like no temple, no endowments, just no.
Yeah, absolutely not. I couldn't do that. No.
Would you rather pass the sacrament or learn about sewing?
Sewing. I love sewing.
I know. This is so, it's so funny because I think they were going for like the traditional young men, young women thing. You know, the young men pass the sacrament, the young women learn about sewing. But yeah. I genuinely would like to learn how to sew because I think it'd be really cool.
Oh, I love it. So my mom's a seamstress and she always
That's right.
taught me how to sew at a young age. So it's very therapeutic. I love it.
Aw.
I sewed many things.
Have you sewn anything recently?
No, I need a sewing machine. So I haven't invested in one. I became an adult, basically. But yeah, like my mom has like hundreds of patterns. She has like a sewing room in her house and like.
Amazing. Yeah. How cool. You could make stuff for Rory.
Yeah, there. I should do. If I'm being honest, I should do because kids grow out of shit so quickly. Mm-hmm. I should. But I don't want him. He's going to be like, my mom makes my clothes.
I think it's cool. They're one of a kind. But I know.
Right?
Kids are kind of like funny when it comes to that stuff. But
well, I used to be that kid. I used to be that snotty kid that was like embarrassed because I'd be like, oh, my mom made my clothes. How embarrassing. And now I'm like, it's fucking amazing.
It's
wish
way cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of a kind. No one else
exactly.
has it. Yeah. Would you rather serve a mission in the United States or internationally?
Internationally.
Same. It'd just be cool to experience somewhere else, even though it could be difficult. I mean, I think serving a mission anywhere would just be yucky.
I mean, I could do it. I mean,
but I'm sure, you know, we've heard from so many people who have done it and they had great experiences and met lovely people and learned about different cultures. So there's that. But unfortunately, it had to be under the umbrella of Mormonism, which sucks.
Yeah, if I was going to serve a mission and have to, like, go through all of that, it would definitely need to be international.
Yeah. Would you rather have to do an endowment session every day or only have missionary sex for the rest of your life?
Wait, what was the first one? Do an endowment session every day?
Yeah.
Oh, I would do missionaries. I mean, what's wrong with missionary sex every day?
Yeah, that's fine by me. I mean, sure,
I mean,
you'd be tempted
to spice it up a bit, but I mean, between
but those... it's better than going to the temple every day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, fuck that. I'll be vanilla all day then.
Let's go. Okay.
Plus, it's like so, it's so lazy for the women. I'm all for that.
Lay there like a starfish.
Yep.
Oh, I love how in the last episode you were like, if Greg even touches my butt, I'm afraid I'm going to get
Oh, it's so true. We laugh, but it's so true. Like every month, I'm just like, yay, mommy has a period. Yay.
Woohoo.
Even though... it's not even possible that I wouldn't have my period. I'm just like, So, yeah, so ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
So ridiculous.
All right, last question. Would you rather go into a haunted house or go through the temple?
Oh, haunted house.
Do you believe, like, in real haunted houses? Like, that a house could be, like...
Oh, haunted? Sorry, my head went to, like, a circus haunted house.
No, that's where mine went, too, but I think it could be, like, either. They didn't specify, but I was wondering if they meant, like, a legitimate haunted house. I don't know if I believe in haunted houses. I know lots of people do, but...
I don't think I could do it. I'm way too much of a scaredy cat, even though I don't believe in it. And logically, I know that I don't think I believe in it. It still would freak me the fuck out if I heard or saw or anything. Like, I just, yeah, I couldn't do it.
So would you rather go through the temple than go into a house that had, like, supposedly ghosts in it? You would?
I guess so. Yeah, I might have to, because I just can't, my nerves, like, can't handle that stuff. Even, I don't know, maybe not. It depends on when this was happening. Maybe.
Yeah. What if it was, you had to go into a legit, like, a haunted house that had, like, yeah, there was, like, ghosts, and there was these stories that people had been murdered there and shit, and you had to, like, go stay the night. Or, what if you had to go into the temple alone at night?
Oh.
Isn't that so fucking scary?
That's really spooky. I don't know. I don't know which one I would choose. Because
I would
even spookier.
Yeah, I would be uncomfortable in both, but I kind of think I'd do the haunted house. Although, put me in that situation, see how brave I actually am, you know? Like, because I tell myself I don't, like, believe in that. If I don't know, maybe ghosts are real. I don't know, but I don't necessarily believe that they are. But if they are, I don't really think that they could harm me, but it would be spooky. But then going into a temple in the dark all alone.
That's a thing. That freaks me the fuck out. I don't know. I don't.
I hope none of us have temple nightmares tonight.
I know. I get so spooked out about that kind of stuff. I don't think I could do either. I couldn't. I'm going to give, that's my pass.
I love it. Weren't these great questions?
They're so good.
You guys are so creative.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, I wouldn't have even, like, I couldn't have come up with any of this stuff.
And now we have the image of Joseph Smith tattoo on Sarah's butt with her coffee poops. And I just don't think there's been anything more beautiful said on this show. And also, I just want to see God fingering a hole.
It's been a classy episode. This episode.
Extremely classy. We are two classy gals. We are so sophisticated and just highbrow. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. These are hilarious. Thank you for getting all of these and for you listeners for sending them in. Now I feel like I can open our Instagram account and actually look at the responses, because it's cracking me up.
And it was a nice little reprieve from all the heavy shit we've been doing this year so far. So here's a little light one. I hope you all enjoyed it. Again, thank you for sending your questions in, and thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting, and for your amazing reviews and ratings. You all are the best, as always.
You are. We love you guys so much. You're amazing. Thanks for being with us. Next month is going to be 6 years.
We would have a first grader if that was our actual child together.
Oh my God.
What? Great. All right. Well, on that note, we'll see you next week, everybody.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.